Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm speaking on behalf of little children all over the world. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping us thus far. Once again, breathe upon your words. Let it come with fire.
Amen.
Let it cause us to act instantly. The 12 disciples come. None of them thought twice about it. Let your power change us instantly.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I wish they told me when I was very small, but thank God it's not too late. That we say. Let's thank God it's not too late. And I think we owe the next generation the opportunity of hearing it quickly. Now, let me push the bar. When I say hearing it quickly, I don't mean hearing about Jesus Christ came and died, because every one of them upstairs knows that. I mean, all the children in children's section today know it. They know things like God is here. They know things like I'm a Christian. If them we say liar, if you sin, you go to hell. They know all that. Yeah, but this thing is not very tangible. And that's because we don't believe it can be for them. Matthew 19, the Bible says that, as Daddy was speaking just now, not so long ago, he mentioned a scenario of Jesus telling them, allow the children come unto me. And then it struck me that this thing didn't just start now. Right from time, people don't allow children to come to Jesus. I don't mean to come to church. They don't allow him to come to reality. They don't allow that young child to come to an encounter. I can't believe they actually stopped these poor little children from coming to Jesus. He had had time with adults for how many years? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And I don't believe that our children are duller than the children of the Bible. Because if somebody could be a king at 7, could hear God at 7, 8, then why is it that our children are hearing God for the first time at 20-something? Finding out what their destiny is at 30-something. Some of us still don't even know what we're meant for. I pray that a serious change will start this evening.
Amen.
Please look at every child with another eye. Every opportunity I have with them, I try to present reality. I don't talk too much story. They don't need plenty of your stories. They need it very tangible. Some of them have been oppressed. A lot of things are going on. A lot of things are going on. And it's just a simple prayer with faith, knowing that, no, God wants to touch this child. Believe me, there are some scriptures I don't quote for children. For example, we walk by faith and not by sight. I think we can manage that. I don't like telling children that. I believe all of them, 100%. If they're not encountering God, you have a problem. That's the truth. Always see it that way, and then we'll make progress. Stop thinking that is the child again that does not have faith, for goodness sake. That small boy again does not have faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so exciting how easily they receive the supernatural. Just on Sunday. It's almost so normal that it's difficult for me to even believe this person is having an encounter. But you can tell he is, because he's telling his body's burning. Like fire, my whole body's burning. Just like that. It's something that you have to explain to an adult, that there's something called the anointing. And that when it comes upon you, and they're looking at you like you're an angel, like what you're saying is from outer space. The children receive it, almost all of them upstairs just received again. I'm telling you, out of how many of them, 20 of them or so, only 2 or 3 didn't have anything. But of course, God touched all of them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Please, every 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old you see, try and make it tangible. Get them speaking in tongues. Time is counting. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Please stop worrying about whether they're saying rubbish or not. They can't be wrong. God settled that with me. That was last year, August. Said, no child of mine can open his or her mouth and be saying rubbish. That took care of some of those unnecessary questions we ask. We've asked too many questions. How do you know your own is correct? So how do you look at a child and tell him, shut up, what are you saying? At what age do you want that child to have an encounter? When he's as old as you are, after he has made his own mistakes and is struggling to believe that God can forgive him, and you now tell the person Jesus loves you. Why not start from the scratch before the person even has a mistake to look at? When all he knows about is Jesus. Reality. He doesn't know what it means to be pressed in the dream by Satan. He's strange. All his life has always been oppressing Satan. He doesn't even know that Satan can actually touch somebody. He doesn't know. Sincerely, these are the things that make me to think. I think about my children, I'm like, God, there are some things they will never know. There are some knowledge they will never, I'm telling you, there are some things they will never need to clean out of their soul. Yes, never. God will be real. With God, all things are possible. That scripture, they will handle it like this. I'm telling you, like this. And I have work to do. Responsibilities, I must push it before I get married and have those children. Because I can't be saying one thing in morning devotion and leaving another thing outside that. Hallelujah. Throughout scriptures, we see healing Jesus, healing Jesus, healing Jesus. I think these children don't have questions. They have questions. They might never ask it. But something in them is saying, every time in church, we're talking about Jesus, the healer. But daddy needs healing now for the past 10, 15, 20 years. Okay, let's just push it aside. That person lives with a reality that is as if God is not real as far as some things are concerned. Let's just come, worship, feel that thing we used to feel, if they're even experiencing that. That's just a smoke. When you're drawn into the very near presence of God, I'm telling you, some of you can't open your eyes. You can't stand. The fear of God will grip you so much. One day I ran out of my room. It's very near presence. It's not goosebumps. It's not heat, anointing. No. This is what we want to draw these children into. Encounters that will shake not just their class, the whole school, within a week. Just 2 months ago, we missed out one school, secondary school. God and through the Holy Ghost, try to demonstrate some things that power can be transferred from person to person. Called the lady out, transfer the power of God to her. She fell out, got her up, said, okay, transfer it to this lady now. And she did that one. It was scary. So all the children were watching. I didn't know that something was registering. It was practical. By Monday night, all the SS1s, all the SS2s, boarding house, they were all praying. Nobody sent their message. But all of a sudden, they were uncomfortable with just sleeping, eating, sleeping again, eating again, and sleeping again. Somebody's going to ask questions. Someone's going to feel like something has to happen. Hallelujah. It became a serious issue. They had to call us back, the leaders of the school. Say, what happened on Sunday? Bible. We just told them what the Bible says now. We didn't preach any errors, and we tried to demonstrate it. When the power of God is working in a young person, the person begins to go extra miles. Believe me when I say that. There are many risks that we can't take as adults, and we have valid cares, legitimate cares. Like, for example, as a wife, no matter how hungry you are for God, there are some level of retreat you can't do. Even the Bible refers to it as a sin against your husband if you just lock up 40 days, stab the man. It's not correct. Tell him, agree, I want to retreat. And then man says, okay, for this long. So even the Bible agrees that by the time you are married, for example, there are some things you can't just do. And so Paul advised, just on the lighter note, that okay, some of you, because of the way this age needs to end and everything, we are waiting for Jesus, I don't advise you to marry. You understand, when pressing into Jesus, there are certain things that you must let go of, which is much harder as you become more responsible. But as a little child, all they are thinking of, what are they thinking of?
Nothing.
Nothing. That mind is full of, oh God, possibilities. Possibilities that we don't tap into until the person is boxed down. The average child is active, alive. Who told you you can't sit them down and make them talk for 30 minutes every morning? Who told you? At what age do you think that person is ripe for that, for goodness sake? When will you become intentional about the person making progress with his or her spiritual life? This is piled up in the spirit, and very soon that person has an encounter. That's how the Robert Lyon stumbled into it. That was it. That mother was intentional. I'm not talking about don't sin. I mean, make the person enter God. It's not just yes, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about guiding that person intentionally into something so real that you don't have to be there again. That's the meaning of train up a child. Hallelujah. Train up a child has become something of just don't do all the things they're supposed to do. So we have very good children following guidelines, but they're not hungry for God, not prayerful, not passionate about anything. And just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. A person will fade out. The best person can be is just another Christian and get to heaven. And if that person is going to be a serious threat to Satan, ha! Only encounters do that. Only encounters do that. So I want to encourage us. I want to really encourage us. The next child you see, that's the only question I ask. How many of you are 5 years and above? The rest of your hands. All right, come to this side. The rest of them, I can permit them. 4 years downwards. You still have plenty of time. But if you are 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, oh my God, you are ready for Satan's use already. In fact, from the womb, I read about a young man. I don't understand how that's possible anyway. But from the womb, he was already causing havoc. Even though now it makes sense, because the spirit does not have age. It's your body that has age. The word became flesh. Jesus was. That's why at 12, he could talk with professors. But the spirit thing, it wasn't a body thing. But from the womb, that still scares me. From the womb, he was causing havoc. John from the womb was filled with the Holy. Why? For what? What was the use? A baby for what? Hallelujah. For what? Why was God filling him up? For what? What use? Hallelujah. To encourage us, please. You have a child somewhere in your house. That one is a teenager. Ha, please. That's not a child, though. Now we're talking about children, not even teenagers. Some of us look at our teenagers and say they are children. Kai. Don't make these mistakes. Some of us even look at early 20 years. They have never heard what God looks like, what God sounds like. They don't know when God is speaking. It sounds strange. That person's time is counting and the person is hanging around you. Please arrange an encounter. Yes, this thing can be done automatically, it can be done manually. Yes, immersion is a manual. Yes, it can just happen. The person just stumbles on the thing, just lead, but you can arrange it. It's either the trailer hit you by mistake, or you purposely arrange for the trailer to hit the person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just try and be intentional about it. Be intentional about every young person you meet. Encourage them for these kind of meetings. Some of them, as you're saying, they're stubborn. How stubborn can somebody be? So Paul was stubborn. He just lied. If he jams you, you will. Just stand for a trailer and see how stubborn you are. There's nobody stubborn here. There's nobody stubborn here. I found out that years ago. There's nobody that's beyond prayer. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. Only Satan is that damned. It's a lie. Even they know the truth, but it's impossible for them to turn back. They know. They know they are finished. There's no human being you look at and you say, the person is still alive, and you say, this one is too late. Jesus is powerful. Don't look at any young child and say, this one is hopeless. A child. A child. Have you seen the glories of heaven? Just 5 minutes with it, that person will be more radical than anybody you've met. I'm telling you, the problem is you. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. If you don't have children, begin to get your heart ready. Get your heart ready. Fix the age. They must be born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. By this age, already walking in healings, signs and wonders like that. By 7, words of knowledge, accurate, everything. By 8, 9, 10, it's a disaster to Satan. 13, 14, no. You'll be changing school on purpose when you want to send the rabbi to a school. Change his child to that school. He said, son, you have 3 weeks. Daddy, just give me 5 days. Monday to Friday, school is down at the power of God. Next school. Yes, that's the kind of mission. So you only say a child is an arrow in the hand of the father, like a quiver, picks them up and fires them. These are not people that you are afraid, peer pressure. They are the peer pressure.
Yes.
You must steal to their side. Light shines in darkness. Darkness by sounding too much like Satan has power. And that's because it's our fault. It's our fault. How can darkness bring light? No, there is no light. It's not light, it's something else. It's something else. It's something else. If you have friends that are Sunday school teachers, after they are finished drawing the picture of Jesus, let them encounter that Jesus, please. Let them encounter the Jesus. He's real. He can touch them right there. Just believe it. It's a simple faith. It's happening everywhere. I'm almost wondering. It's time. Reap these young people with the power of God. It's the fastest thing. Very fast, very quick, tangible. Who can deny it? Who can deny it? The electric waves moving through your body. Is it me? It's not me. That's what is changing adults. How much more the young children? You must make it real. Make it tangible. And I trust God to follow up all these words in our hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I trust Him to follow up these words in our hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the angels of this anointing will begin to cause us to meet people. We'll begin to meet people that we need to tell these things. And then we'll begin to come in contact with children. Impartations are taking place. Take note. It's taking place. Some of you are going to find it easy to minister to children.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, young people. In fact, there's a lady here. There's a lady here. You'll be feeling that call.
Yes, Lord.
And I prophesy into your life. I prophesy into your life that the lines will fall quickly. You will begin to meet with people that will help you as far as this ministry is concerned. You'll come in contact with those crowd of children God has called you for. You won't stand before God with any faults. You will finish this work in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will begin to give everyone here a heart for the next generation. We will see that we are finished if we do not help them. They will carry the baton. They must finish well. No matter how fast we have run, they can mess everything up. Doesn't matter how fast the first leg is, or the second leg, or the third leg. Count from generation to generation. Some people have really tried. Some people have really tried. Saved millions before they went. Save millions before they went. And if we don't hand over well, signs and wonders, the glories of God will be falling. You tell the stories and they'll be like, it's not possible now. And you check the 80 years. Some of us have read the book Celtic Flames before. Celtic Flames. Some of the things are scary. And that's the reason why some of us have to press in like never before. They will think you're crazy, believe me. But if you are still young, please don't wait till you're all choked up and it's almost impossible. until you start having legitimate reasons not to seek God. Reasons that people can understand with. It will take the mercy of God for some of us to enter into what I'm talking about. Believe me. It will take first the opening of eyes, which is simply by mercy. I'm not fooled by the fact that you are paying attention. Some of you have still not gotten it. There's something upon us. There's something upon us. And if we don't leave this place with a serious decision and start doing something about it, then you remember I said it. By trust that the Holy Spirit is doing his work.
Amen.
He's doing his work.
Amen.
It's impossible for you to resist his word until the final expression.
Amen.
You will do the word of God.
Amen.
You will pray.
Amen.
You will spend time with him.
Amen.
You will. You will.
Amen.
You will in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The encounters you will break into will be so strong, whole nations will be turned to God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The nation of politics will be turned to God.
Amen.
The nation of people in the academic sector will be turned to God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The nation of people in the media will be turned to God.
Amen.
The attention of world powers will be turned to God because of your light in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray that you will become disturbed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Become bothered. Become disturbed about your limitations.
Amen.
Someone said something that I will not forget. He said, the day we start becoming very bothered about our limitations, like we are about the fears or the cares of this life, and the fact that, okay, you've not eaten for the past 2-3 days, it's okay to feel like I need food. I really need food. I must eat something. The day you start feeling bothered about the fact that you have to trek, I don't mean that you need a car. I mean, as a spirit being, you still have to move. Hope I'm not sounding weird or scary. All right. I hope I'm not.
No.
All right. The fact that you still have to move distances like a normal human being. The day you start becoming concerned about the fact that you must eat 3 times a day before you can live healthy. About the fact that the beast of the field can still hurt you. About the fact that there's so much limitation. You can't see into the spirit. The day you start becoming bothered that something must be done now. I can't wait till next year.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Now. The day you start becoming that bothered, then something will start changing.
Amen.
The day it starts becoming the reason for your tears. The reason for stabbing yourself, I'm not eating again. Something must happen. The day people start gathering in camps to pray, to enter into Jesus, like they are praying for husband and children. Believe me, I've seen these things. People who have never fasted in their lives, they've had everything going for them. They just get to that point, that bus stop, and children are not coming. 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, the person begins to fast 3 years marathon for the first time in their life. And in my own mind, I'm saying, wow, thank God, God has given people testimony time. This person's first fast was for children, not an encounter. Should we pray that God should give us more problems? I don't know. We should release more reasons for us to come to his presence.
Yes.
But even then, it's not fair. It's not fair on Jesus. You were the reason he died. There was no ulterior motive. It was just you. I'm telling you, it was just you. There was not. He wasn't looking for someone to boss around. There was nothing at the back of his mind that he was thinking, scheming. If I can die, I will get. It was just you. Serious affection, love. God so loved. So every sacrifice, this meeting, every single sacrifice should be love. Should be love. So I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. There are certain sacrifices we can make. But when it comes to some sacrifices, many times something else is driving it. Something else is inspiring it. I want to encourage us. It's the same thing we'll pass down to our children if we're not careful. Some of them will never know what it means to seek God for just God's sake. It's strange. It's already strange. I'm telling you, it's strange. In largest meetings, people are looking for something material. I'm telling you. People don't travel the way just for God. I'll leave my state. Eh? That's when you know that God is in their state too. God is in my house. He's everywhere. People don't make sacrifices just to be with Jesus. But the tables are turning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm not just prophesying. I'm not just prophesying. I'm telling you that the tables are turning. In fact, in the spirit, they've already turned. And physically, some of us are going to begin to make some very scary prizes. Just in case you hear, there are some people somewhere doing something. Man, something is happening in Nigeria already.
Oh, yes,
just want to announce to us.
Amen.
So quickly join the wagon and begin to press in to Jesus like never before. I promise you, you will reap faster than even the sense of old. It's time. It's time. We're in Kairos moment, so it won't take much time. It won't take much time. We're pressing in school. It didn't take up to 2 weeks. If I tell you the list of encounters, some of you will not believe it. I'm telling you, I told one man of God, very great man of God, and the question he asked me was, in 2 weeks? All this in 2 weeks? He said, yes. We're pressing it. It was just Jesus. Just Jesus. I know it's a waste, but that's the kind of waste I want to waste. Yes. It doesn't make any sense. Not to sleep. 12 straight hours just praying in the spirit. One of the pastors or the men is in Lagos, based in Lagos, Pastor Chris Noika, that introduced us to this kind of long tarrying. He just finished one long retreat again and they prayed for 26 hours. Just Saturday evening to Sunday to Monday morning. The first time I went for that retreat, I saw young people, 14 years old. I saw young people. And then I said, I'll not carry last though. By the special grace of God. And I think I'm not last. We're pressing in. Jesus will be proud of you.
Amen.
He will be proud of you. I pray he'll be proud of you.
Amen.
I pray that you won't have any tears to shed. I pray all the grounds that you have lost, you will cover it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you will cover it.
Amen.
Just be me and say amen.
Even
his age, God will reverse it. Just for you to cover it.
Amen.
To come and tell him you want, can you just tell him, Lord, I want to finish my course.
No.
I confess that I have wasted time.
I have wasted money. I have wasted your resources.
But right now,
right now,
I'm asking you to help me.
To overtake and recover all.
Just pray in spirit.